Welcome to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, featuring one of America's most tenured gardening broadcasters. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you very much, and I appreciate that, Murray Travland at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. And we're ready right now to go to our guest every Sunday at this time. I might also add one other thing I need to add, and that is that a week from now, we will have Dr. George Ray McEachern on all morning long as we talk fruit and pecans for North Texas. And George Ray is with the Texas A&M system. All calls next weekend will need to pertain to fruit and pecans. And then I ask that if you have other ornamental and turf questions, you hold them or call today. But next Sunday's our special. For 31 years we've done that. We turn the entire program over to fruit and pecans because that is his specialty, and it's probably one area in horticulture that I'm the weakest in, just because I'm in more in landscape horticulture. So that'll be a special opportunity for you a week from right now. Right now we are joined by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. His report is sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
We're going to talk about wintertime. Imagine that.
Well, I was wondering, next Sunday, can I give a really nutty report?
You probably will.
Okay, well, today, yes, we do have some flowers blooming. You know, I really like the winter garden, and winter jasmine is one of those shrubs that just brings life to the January garden. This is a shrub that gets about 3 to 4 feet tall, that has a mounding growth habit with arching branches. The stems are square and green, giving the plant an evergreen appearance even after the leaves have dropped in the fall. The flowers are 1 inch wide, yellow. They are blooming now. Frankly, you know, they look like a forsythia blossom, but it's not a forsythia. This is a shrub that does well in sun to part shade. It tolerates poor soil, moderately drought resistant. It's a tough, rugged shrub with good winter interest.
And how do you tell it apart from, for example, some of the other jasmines, the humuli, the Italian jasmine, some of those?
Well, I know that one gets bigger and has, it gets bigger.
Okay, and that's enough. That's fine. I'm good with that. All right.
Yeah.
And so now let's talk about your rose garden, and you've had some things going on there.
Well, we have. Of course, the rose garden is one of our signature gardens at the Botanic Garden, and we have renovated it this winter. We removed all the roses on the ramp, which is the part that most people see when they come to the rose garden, and we have planted those beds with double knockout. That's the double red. It's a beautiful rose. And then we have bordered those rose plantings with a dwarf Yaupon holly called Micron. This is a new variety for us. First time that we've had it in the garden. It grows very slowly, up to 30 inches, and has extremely small cupped leaves. In fact, the foliage almost looks like the foliage of the herb thyme.
I don't know that holly. Good for you.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, we expect to keep it low. I mean, right now, each shrub is about, maybe 12 inches tall or so, but we just want to keep a low hedge around these panels of roses on the ramp to give it a very formal look, and we do have that formal look now.
Yeah, and that rose garden is very, very formal. And that rose garden has a little bit of history dating back.
Well, it does. In fact, that's one reason for the garden being on the National Register of Historic Places, because of the rose garden, which was installed in 1933-34.
Steve, how hard is it for you to do a renovation of that garden and make sure that it is all blessed by the historic people?
Well, we do want to keep the historical look. And, in fact, the old pictures, the old photographs of the rose garden do show shrubs, you know, a shrub hedge around the roses. So that's why we put the Micron dwarf Yaupon hollies around the panels of roses on the ramp.
So if you were to come along and change your rose garden into a perennial garden with the ground covers, you would be in some hot water then.
I think so. Yeah.
Let's not do that then. I like what you've done better. All right, and you have two new palms.
Yes, at the very top of the ramp, we have a fountain that feeds the cascade that runs down the ramp. But anyway, on either side of this lion's head fountain, we've got two beds, and we're planting blue Mediterranean palms on either side of the lion's head fountain. This is a beautiful palm that is native to the Atlas Mountains of Morocco. It has a blue cast to the foliage, and I think we'll add a very, Tuscan, Italian look to this Italian Renaissance garden.
Did you see the new USDA hardiness map that came out Wednesday?
I did, yes.
And so how much confidence do you have in planting Zone 8 plants out in landscapes that you help with that are out in the country?
Well,
outside the urban heat pocket.
Outside, I don't know about that, but inside the city, I think we're fine. You know, we have more reflected heat, so
things... For the last 10 years, you've been giving us plants saying, well, we have good luck with it right here. You know, your Confederate star jasmine and all the other stuff, your evergreen wisterias, and you make me nervous every time. And now you're validated. There you go, pal.
There we go.
That's right. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, it may be 20 cold years, and they may move us south again here before long. So, but that USDA map is available by doing a search for plant hardiness zone map, USDA, or if you go the same place I mentioned earlier on my electronic newsletter, we had a direct link there for it. All right, so how does somebody find the Botanic Garden?
Well, we're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Where you've been since the Depression times.
Exactly.
All that time. The historic garden in Texas. All right, fwbg.org is the website of the Fort Worth Botanic Gardens. That one's the easiest part. And the phone number, you remember that one.
That is 817-871-7686.
Steve, your reports are tremendous, and you really give us a full feeling of the entire breadth of the 100-plus acres of the Botanic Garden. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Happy Sunday.
All right.
All righty. That's Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never have a foundation problem. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the clay soils that most of us have our homes built upon. I know there's a grammar problem going on there. These clay soils, when they get wet, they just expand like a bag of popcorn. And when they get dry, they contract and they shrink and big cracks develop. And you've seen that happen. We have been on a roller coaster ride that would be too scary to put at Six Flags the last year. And a horrible drought, water curtailments, extreme temperatures, and then the wettest January in the history of the North Texas area, or at least the wettest day. Go figure. How would you like to be a foundation? Wouldn't that be a bumpy ride? Advanced Foundation Repair knows how to help your foundation survive in one piece. And if it already has cracks, and most do, if they haven't had some kind of help or if they weren't put in heroically in the first place, they know how to fix them. They will come to a thorough home inspection of your home. Absolutely free. Takes an hour or so. It's a thorough inspection. They'll give you a bid if they detect a foundation issue, and then they will back their work if you choose to let them do the work. I hope you will. They'll back it for the lifetime of the house with cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust, and that warranty, that backing is good. It's transferable owner to owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that a great company? Yes, let me answer that for you. I've been doing ads for them since 1995, and I have so many nice comments from friends and strangers that have come to me. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair on the web, foundationrepairs.com. Yes, it's plural. foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Call now.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Rackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Thank you all very, very much, and let's get right back to the phone calls. We have Jennifer in Springtown who's been waiting very patiently. Jennifer, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. It's so wonderful to hear your program.
Thank you.
My question is, how can I keep cardinals out of my moss, my hanging baskets? Last summer, they just destroyed those plants. They ate them, and we end up having to build cages out of hardware cloth to protect them. Is there anything I can do? I've tried rubber snakes and one of the owls that's made out of plastic, and that didn't do any good.
You know, I don't think on the intelligence chain, cardinals climb very high. I have decided watching them be territorial and bang into windows. Male cardinals especially seem to be smitten with, I don't know, teenage boys. I was one, I can say that. I don't know what to suggest. I've never had this question before. What kind of moss are you talking about?
The different colored moss that you plant in the hanging baskets, the popular, I don't know the name for it.
You're talking about moss rose, portulaca?
I think so. That's rose. And I've tried moving, taking them out of the trees from hanging and putting them on a table. It doesn't do any good. They find it, and they just sit there and eat the whole pot of it and just destroy it.
All right, I'm with you. I'm okay with that. It is a very succulent plant, and it may be. I do not have the answer for you. Let me take all the pressure off my answer because I don't have a clue. I'm going to give you some guesses, and they'll be my best guesses. It may well be that because of the drought last year that they just didn't have a good water source. That may be something that would help if you give them some water off to the side, and maybe they'd get the water from that instead of from the moss rose, if it truly is moss rose. Moss rose is a very succulent plant, portulaca. And you might try, there's a sister of it that has the same colors and has just a little bit woodier stems. I don't know if this will help much, but hybrid purslane, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E, is a lovely hanging basket plant. I prefer it, I think, almost to moss rose. You might try that and see if they bother that. I think the water source off to the side in the shade so that it doesn't, and kept fresh so it doesn't get brackish, would be something I would try. I wonder how they would do if they were flat in the ground, just growing in the ground. I've never seen cardinals bothering them in a ground bed. Or there are lots of other good color plants, and cardinals normally are not a problem at plucking plants. I'll bet it was the moisture situation.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Keep listening, and maybe somebody else who has encountered this. I grow more purslane than I do moss rose, and it may be that someone will call and say, oh, yeah, that's what I've seen, and here's what happened. But I almost would be tempted to think it was a fluke.
All right. Thank you so
best
much.
Best I got. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. We will come back. L.A. From White Settlement is next, and then I don't have calls beyond that, so it's your chance to call. Give us a call, won't you please, at 214-787-1820. Good time to call, 214-787-1820. Or if you're outside the Metroplex, 800-288-WBAP. Numerically, that's 800-288-9227. Verizon. #820. Get a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine and your copy of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar for the price of $38.95. That's not very much. That's a couple of flats of annual flowers. And I'm here to tell you that if you plant those flowers at the wrong time, and chances are the calendar would have told you the best time to plant petunias or what's another thing people plant at the wrong time? Caladiums, for example, or periwinkles. If you plant those at the wrong time, periwinkles I may suggest you don't plant, and that's in the calendar because of disease problems. But if you plant caladiums too early, you lose them. And the same with a lot of vegetables. This tells you when to do all of that in 12,000 words. That's 70,000 characters. More information than I've ever put in the calendar before. 29 years I've done it. This is the one I would hold up and say, here's an example of what I've done in my career. Intend to make a lot more of them. I always save my best photos each year for the calendar. I think this year looks beautiful. So you get the calendar, all of that information, and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to what has been judged to be and recognized as the best regional gardening magazine in America. And the region we serve with all of this is your Texas landscape and garden. You fall in our coverage area. You're protected if you get these publications. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, but you must call while we have calendars on hand, so you need to call before 11 today. That's $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar, $38.95 for a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, your copy of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, one of the few remaining copies, and all of that information of when to do everything, all for $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. Their wonderful selection of aquatic plants such as tropical water lilies and lotus are just what you need to beautify your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, close Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website, creativewatergardens.net, or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
I did an ad last hour for Dalworth Clean, the floor cleaning, the carpet cleaning company, $29 savings, or $29 for five areas or more, whatever that special was. I'm on another page right now of ad copy, and this is for Dalworth Fine Floors, but the Dalworth Clean offer certainly applies. And their phone number at Dalworth Clean is 214-817-267-8433. However, I want to tell you about Justin Sifford and his business and what he has put together with Dalworth Fine Floors, affiliated with Dalworth Clean. You can get new flooring anywhere, but only Dalworth Fine Floors can deliver the utmost in quality products, top quality service. Justin has told me that the average customer of a flooring store drives 2 to 3 or 4 miles to get to the flooring store that they're going to be buying flooring from. He has a one in the Metroplex store, and it's in North Richland Hills. It's going to be a drive for a lot of people to get there, and it's worth that drive. The flooring that he offers is that special. I told the people at my landscape school the most important part of a great landscape is the turf, because everything builds upon it. How about the flooring in your home? Same deal. You have to look at it for a long time, and he has the very best. He spent 8 or 10 years as a paramedic before he partnered with the folks at Dalworth to open Dalworth Fine Floors, and he is a manager and part owner in the business, and he cares, and he's great. This is the best in flooring. Their phone number for Dalworth Fine Floors, open 6 days a week, is 817-520-1400. 817-520-1400. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. 8509 Davis. When you go in that front door, your mouth will drop open. Dalworth Fine Floors, Dalworth.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
All right, we are back on the air now, and let me tell you about Half Price Books. Since 1972, your local hometown company. Now with 115 stores in 16 states. In the Metroplex, there are 20 neighborhood stores of Half Price Books. Half Price Books has been named the best bookstore by both the editors and the readers of D Magazine in its August Best of Big D 2011 issue, and I'm going to name them right now the best bookstore. So you can put me on that list. That doesn't mean a thing, but it sure does mean a lot to me. It's my favorite place to go, and it has been since about the day they opened. I've been a fan since probably 1972 or maybe 73. I didn't know what a legacy would be, and I never dreamed I'd be doing ads for Half Price Books. I knew the founders way back when. And best of all, almost everything in the stores is half the publisher's price or less. That goes for books. It also goes for music and movies as well. They are fabulous. Most exciting thing about Half Price Book, the inventory varies from store to store. So you go on a treasure hunt, you can go from here to there to there to there, and you'll find different inventory in every store. Sure, they have buyers who buy closeouts and remainders, and so you may see the same things in every store, but it won't be the majority of the merchandise. The majority will be different from store to store. It's a treasure hunt. Life is a treasure hunt. Life belongs at Half Price Books. You need to be there. HPB.com. Hey, guys, you got nothing but the Pro Bowl today on TV. How about you go to Half Price Books and take your wife with you, take a girlfriend, take somebody, take the kids and grandkids. That's what I do. HPB.com. The books are half price. The excitement comes free. All right, it's back to our phone lines. Now we go to L.A. in White Settlement. L.A., this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're right. I'll agree with you. How can I help you?
My question is it time to prune back the rose bush?
Yes, sir. Sometime in the next couple of weeks.
In the next 2 weeks?
Sometime within the next 2 weeks, yes, sir. I mean, there are people who can't go out today and do it, and so I don't want to say that, man, your life is ruined if you can't do it today. If you have the time today, this would be perfect.
Okay.
That was it?
That's all I needed.
Oh, that was good, yeah. Prune bush roses usually in mid-February, but we're a little bit ahead of schedule this year because of the warmth. And I appreciate your call, L.A., very much. You prune bush roses back by half, and each cut that you make is right above a bud that faces out away from the plant. Doesn't matter if you're talking about a miniature bush rose or a grandiflora bush rose. They're pruned by half. So if it's 6 feet tall when you start, it'll be 3 feet tall when you finish. If it's 4 feet, 2 feet. You get that picture. But each cut is made right above a bud that faces out from the center. Now, people say, okay, but Neil, tell me about knockout roses. Well, the principle is the same with knockouts. You can prune them back pretty significantly by half. It's a much more laborious task with knockouts because they have so many stems. And so lopping shears are a requirement with knockout roses. And you do what you can do with them, and they're just so tremendous, but that's it. Let me go to, Ryan, I want to wait until after we do the news because your question might take me a couple extra minutes, and I don't want to shortchange you. That would not be fair. He wants to know a source and a recommendation for a colorful shade tree, and I'll do my best. Let me tell you right now about WhizQ Stone. I enjoy so much telling you about Mike Wisnan's business. I enjoy telling you about his son, Derek. I've known Derek since he was probably 4 or 5 years old, something like that. He and his dad were always involved in our All Texas All Garden Show. Mike always helped me build my broadcast courtyard, and he is very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Now Derek is as well. I believe Mike's active at the state level on the state board or something of that sort, and Derek is local in the Region 5 Fort Worth area board. They are professional people, and they own the most wonderful stone yard there could possibly be, 22 acres of stone. It just kind of puts a chill up my spine every time I think about it because I love shopping for stone. Every landscape has a place for special stone, whether it's a beautiful flagstone walk or patio, whether it's a stone retaining wall, maybe it's river rock for conserving water by not having greenery everywhere in your landscape. I use a lot of stone in my landscape. I like the looks of it. You can do stone seating. You can do all kinds of things, and WhizQ Stone can show that to you at their 22-acre showroom. It's an outdoor showroom with a wonderful building with a sales counter and professional staff. It's just light years ahead of any other stone yard I've ever been in. WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, in Southeast Fort Worth. And mind you, they're open 6 days a week. They're not there today. 4501 East Loop 820 South. That's whiz-q.com on the internet. whiz-q.com. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822 for WhizQ Stone.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Getting to Covington Nursery and Landscape is faster than ever before now. They have a new address, and no, after 37 years, 38 years, they have not moved. George Bush Turnpike goes right to them now. I mean, you get on it, and it says Covington's next exit or something like that. It doesn't say that, but it's close to it. It's well worth the trip to see their beautiful 18-acre nursery stocked with the best selection of plants for our area. Now, this is a wonderful time to plant trees and shrubs. The soil's moistened up. Covington's has brought in lots and lots and lots of beautiful fresh inventory. many varieties of red buds. I was out there last spring. They had red buds I had never dreamed of. Didn't even know they existed. All kinds of red buds. Native oaks, crepe myrtles, some really nice Shantung maples, large Nellie R. Stevens hollies. They always put that in my ad copy. This will bring Neil out. They also have fruit trees, berries, potatoes, onions, and more for your edible garden. So go out and visit with one of Covington's friendly, knowledgeable team and see for yourself what a great garden center Covington's is. Don't miss all the bargains in their half-price houses. They always have great bargains. They're not mangled plants. They are plants for which Joe Covington has gotten a really good deal. So that's Covington Nursery in Rowlett. For their online inventory with plant sizes and prices, learn about free gardening classes, landscape services, and much more, go to CovingtonNursery.com. CovingtonNursery.com. There's no S in the middle of it. Double N. CovingtonNursery.com. Open 7 days a week to serve you, 972-475-5888. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway. That used to be Liberty Grove Road. That's at Highway 66 in Rowlett. Your GPS in your car probably won't have that one. So just look for Liberty 5518 Liberty Grove Road, and that might take you there. It's Covington Nursery, 972-475-5888. And right now at the 24/7 WBAP newsroom, it's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 9:32. UN nuclear inspectors have begun work in Iran. It's a probe of allegations of a secret atomic weapons program. The results could greatly influence the direction and urgency of U.S.-led efforts to rein in Iran's ability to enrich uranium. Mitt Romney rejuvenating himself in Florida. Now it's Newt Gingrich's turn to try to recapture the momentum. Just in time for Tuesday's GOP presidential primary, says he could lose Tuesday in Florida, but promises to soldier on right up to the convention. And a rising number of drivers operating under the influence of drugs has two senators concerned about the police's ability to recognize those situations. Democrats Charles Schumer of New York and Mark Pryor of Arkansas proposing that federal grants be used for research and to train police. WBAP News Time now, 9:32.
In Tarrant County, seeing an accident right now in Fort Worth. Loop 820 westbound at Beach Street, reporting that it's been moved off to that right shoulder. They're waiting on a tow truck. It is causing some slowdowns through the area, though. This report brought to you by Allstate. Only Allstate has auto claim service so good, now it's guaranteed. The new claim satisfaction guarantee, dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate. To learn more, find an agent, visit allstate.com/satisfaction. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie Linden on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Sunny today. We're headed up to around 61 for the high. Tonight, clear with a low of 42. For your Monday, sunny with a high near 70. Tuesday, cloudy, but the high a little bit warmer up near 73. It's sunny right now, 40 in Dallas, 38 degrees in Fort Worth, and in Arlington, sunny and 40. It's 9:33. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you'll want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
All right, let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters and invite you to give them a call. This is just a great company. We have Sunburst Shutters in our home, and it was one of the great things that we added to our home. Could not be happier with Sunburst Shutters. I knew when I saw them, this is something my wife's going to like, and I took her on the first sales call to Sunburst Shutters so she could see the factory. And she could meet Bruce and Colin Jones and know how really good this company is. Collins is the one who will probably be in contact with you when you call them. And I hope you have need for shutters right now, because if you do, this is the best. Now, these are made of polywood. They are plantation-style shutters. Let me explain both of those. Polywood is a man-made product. It doesn't crack. It doesn't warp. It doesn't split. It doesn't peel. You don't have to paint it. It's color fast, either white or off-white. You make that decision. They'll bring samples to your windows and show them to you so you can determine exactly what it would look like. And then in terms of the plantation shutters, those are the bigger louvers. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers. The bigger the louver, the 4.5-inch louvers, for example, the fewer lines you have in your windows. I know in our bedroom, compared to what we've had, we even had blackout curtains, and these keep the light out better. They are so precisely put into the windows, measured and fit by craftsmen. They are just great and nice people everywhere at Sunburst Shutters. So give them a call, 214-343-2601. You will love Sunburst Shutters. 214-343-2601. On the web, it's sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601, Sunburst Shutters.
Are you being a good neighbor? If all the hard work and tender loving care you put into your great outdoors is going unnoticed come nightfall, then perhaps a little community service project is in order. Start by giving Lentz Landscape Lighting a call. Because we've been in business for a quarter of a century now, we can show you how to bring that beautiful, bountiful bed of perennials, that splashy water feature, or that newly installed summer kitchen out of the shadows and into the forefront where everyone can enjoy them, no matter what time it is. Lentz experienced lighting crews are more artisans than technicians, and it shows in everything we do. Just ask Neil Sperry. He's one of our best customers. Visit LentzLandscapeLighting.com today to see an entire gallery of Lentz community service projects. That's L-E-N-T-Z, LandscapeLighting.com. Lentz Landscape Lighting. We light the way you live.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. And before I go back to the phone lines, I've had the heads up that we've had several calls about crawfish since the call last hour from Woody and Rockwall. And I messed up. I had the page just set aside on my computer monitor, and then I covered it up with my call screen monitor, and I forgot to mention, like I said, I would right after the top of the hour, so I have it here. And it is still saying the same thing that I thought it was. I looked at the A&M websites, and all of their information is archived, meaning that it's old information that may have something out of date, but it's the same stuff, and I found nothing that really gave me any. Here are the things that a website, it is a pest control website, says huge populations of crayfish are generally associated with years of high rainfall and seasonably dry weather conditions usually reduce their numbers. Now, this gentleman has stock ponds beside him and aerobic sprinkler systems, so the area is always wet. Principal predators. Here are some nice choices you might suggest invite into the neighborhood. Snakes is the first one. Yikes. Raccoons, mink, there you go, otter, skunks, bass, catfish, ibis, and herons. And I don't, what's an ibis? I don't know an ibis. Okay, so there we are. Toxic concern. No general use pesticides registered for crayfish controls. Toxicants were legal, may be used any time of the year when crayfish are active. Best reason, you got to get a special needs permit. Fumigants, none federally registered. Trapping. Wire cage traps baited with fish, chicken, or other meat can be used to capture crayfish, not cost-effective. Ugh. So that's the problem, and it seems to me that drainage is the issue. It might be that by rerouting your aerobic system in some way so it doesn't keep that area quite as wet or something. I think I would be talking to the A&M wildlife management people, turf people, and maybe even a pest elimination company and see what they can do to help you come up with a plan. I don't have a good answer. It's a great question. Very interesting. I hope that helps. Ryan in Oklahoma City, our next call up. We have five phone lines occupied, so let me go as quickly as I can. Ryan, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
I've got your magazine and calendar. Love it. Thought about buying it as a gift for my pop who lives in Norman, Oklahoma. But wasn't sure if any of the information would apply.
So I think it would, because it's also written for Amarillo, remember? And Norman and Amarillo are in the same hardiness zone. It's not going to be a lot different. In fact, I'm not even sure. It's more like Lubbock. It should be fine. But that doesn't matter. But go ahead.
So rather than do that, or I may do both, I thought about purchasing him a tree so he could plant. He's got a real beautiful backyard and everything, but I don't know where whether it be Oklahoma or whether it be Ohio, where to find information on trees that would grow in that area or be healthy or thrive.
Why would you go to Ohio for information?
Regardless where it is there a website or that would tell you what trees are native to that area or what trees grow well in that area?
Yes, and I just swallowed improperly, and I'm coughing. So if I leave you for a moment, don't think that I have died, okay? I have a cough button, and I may disappear for about 2 seconds here and there. I would always go to the land grant college information for the state, and in Oklahoma, that's of course Oklahoma State University. And I'd try to find their website. I have not spent a lot of time on that website, but at A&M, it's Aggie Horticulture. I'm not sending you to that one, but it is a massive website. It is the biggest traffic generator for all of Texas A&M for their website. And Stillwater, I'm sure there would be something very, very similar. You could also check with the Noble Foundation. They have landscape horticulturists and production horticulturists in Ardmore, and they do so much good for Oklahoma. And, of course, the Noble Center in Norman is named for them and a wonderful donation that they made. They have made donations everywhere. That would be another place. Master Gardeners in that county would also have a list probably online. And I don't think you're going to find it to be a lot different than the lists of plants that we would recommend for the North Texas area, for Wichita Falls and for Lubbock. It's not going to be a lot different. Tulsa is different. Norman is not a lot different than Texas. Tulsa gets more like Missouri, and you get into the Midwestern plants more. So it's amazing the difference that happens in that small distance.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and order the calendar and the magazine for them here today, but I noticed in your magazine that has particular zones.
Yes.
If I were to order them that, would I say follow this zone that's familiar with Lubbock?
Probably so. Yeah, I think that would be the most appropriate one. He'll have to interpret. You know, there are plenty of people who live. I write the one for Northeast Texas, and then we have John Begno, who is just fabulous in San Angelo, writing the one for West Texas up toward Lubbock on the season-to-season column. And so what about somebody who lives in Wichita Falls or in Abilene or, you know, someplace halfway between us? Well, they know, you'll learn. If he has a nice yard, he's already adapted, and this will be a good reminder. The one thing that you need to remember is that as you go north and south in Texas and across the Red River into Oklahoma, you lose 1 week of the growing season at each end for every 100 miles you go north. And so the dates that I give for Dallas-Fort Worth, probably the dates that I would give for north central Texas in general, you need to plant a week later. And you need to plan on the first trees being a week earlier in Norman because it's about 100 miles north. So that would be the one comment I'd make.
Awesome. Great information. Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Thanks very, very much. Let's go to Mike in Azle. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
All I can do is give kudos to your magazine and your calendar. I've used them for several years. Enjoyed them both. My question is that last time I was in the one of your landscape classes, which helped me redesign my front yard and backyard quite a lot, was about trimming back my pomegranates. I got a pretty good crop this year, and I made some pomegranate pear preserves or jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether to trim them back half the length of their height or where the suckers are or the water sprouts are. Are they on the top or on the bottom?
Mike, with pomegranates, there's no major pruning required. The only time that you have to prune a pomegranate would be to remove a branch that is in some way damaged or damaging something else, or if you have it in the landscape, you have a branch that is just ugly because it flops out like a tuft of bad hair on the old guy's head where he forgot to comb the back of his head or something. You know, those are times that you might trim a pomegranate, but there's no regular rule nor rhyme nor reason for pruning pomegranates. We do not do it like we do peach and plum trees. Okay. So don't feel like you have to do a lot of pruning. Now, they are a little bit winter tender this far north. Not badly so, but occasionally. I've been here 41 years, and I have seen 42 years now, and I've seen pomegranates freeze to the ground a couple of times. And then you get to retrain them. They're not trees, they're shrubs. And so otherwise, just kind of leave it alone. Kind of like figs. Don't do much pruning.
Yeah, okay. The other question was, did you want the people at the last landscape
school?
That's it.
Yeah.
They mentioned that you do pins and that you might want some of the wood for a couple of pins. Do you still need some? If so, how big do they need to be?
Well, and I appreciate your thinking of that. I do not have pomegranate, I will say that, but I don't also have never had a request for it. The woods, I have a lot of wood, Mike. I'm like a quilter. I've got a garage filled with pen blanks. I do turn pens for Serenity High, and the pen blanks, and people do commission me. I have a couple of them in the mill right now where I have wood that came from somebody's property, and I'm cutting it, and we'll dry it and turn pens for them to give to someone they love. And I've done a lot of that through the years. I've been doing this about 15 years. You know, if you wanted to buy one back, I'd be happy to do that. I don't necessarily need a lot more wood right now. I just spent about 2 weeks cleaning my garage out and finding things that I didn't even know I had. So, yeah,
yes,
you can't imagine.
That's the thing you do when it's raining.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So think it over, and the pen blank needs to be probably maximum size of pomegranate, because I need a piece of wood that is size of my wrist and about probably 12 inches long. So it's going to be the whole trunk, and so you may not want to do that. But anyway, hey, I appreciate your call very, very much, Mike. Thank you, and thank you for the nice comments and the offer. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back to Bill in Montague County with a chinkapin oak question. That'll be fun. And in the meanwhile, let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. If you are interested in the very best regional gardening magazine, one that is written specifically for Texas. You know, the big national gardening magazines are lovely. They're beautiful, and they get you all inspired. And then you say, I don't think that thing grows here. Why is that in that magazine? And you realize that it's written for pick four states. Let's pick Oregon. Let's pick Florida. Let's pick Iowa. And we'll pick Texas. And it may grow in two of those four, but it doesn't grow in Texas. All right. Our magazine, every word of it applies to Texas. It's written for Texas. Okay. It's our magazine. My calendar's the same way. In fact, the name of it is Neil Sperry's 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. And it tells you month after month after month what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in your landscape and garden in that month. 70,000 characters. That is 12,000 words. More information than I've ever put in a calendar before. And all of that. A lovely calendar, I think, by my measure. I think it's the prettiest one we've ever printed in 29 years of doing them. So you have the calendar, all of its information, and the full year of our magazine, new or renewal subscription, all for $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Just $38.95, and you get all of that. The calendar alone will pay for itself in short order by the good decisions you'll make. Call while we still have calendars. It won't be much longer. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Rubel began selling bedding plants with a small truck in a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. One truck load at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants can be found at Rubel's. Two decades later, they have expanded the Farmers Market location and added two locations, Lakewood and Lemon Avenue. At all three locations, they have firewood for those cold nights and for the patio's Italian fire chimeneas. Right now at the Farmers Market location, location's gift store, they have pots, planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. Some selected pots and gift items are 40% off. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. The Farmer's Market location is 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. At Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. And at 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. Go to Rubles.com for specials, events, and announcements. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Serenity. Hello, I am Zach and I am a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life was miserable. I didn't know which way I was going to turn, where I was going to be, what I was going to do. I was always living for the next drug, the next high, and it really wasn't fun for me. Before a student comes into Serenity, they have to go to an interview process with our principal. When I was in that interview, I was on my last leg and I needed to be in this school. I needed to stay sober. As of today, I am almost a year and a half sober. When a new person comes into Serenity, I am able to share my experience, strength, and hope with another struggling addict so that he or she may benefit themselves. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
The Serenity High Advisory Board works to support this wonderful school, and I have had the joy of serving on that board all of its existence. And I want to from my firsthand experiences at Serenity, I want to tell you it is the most special place. It's wonderful to see kids who have made some horrible decisions. They've been away to rehab. They've been advised not to go back to their home schools. They come into Serenity with hope, with fears. I mean, they don't know the kids who are there because they come from all different school districts. We have partnering districts from, I think, five counties now, and almost all of the large Collin County school districts, with one notable exception, partner with MISD to provide access to Serenity for their students who have been successful at drug and alcohol rehab, want to go to a small, sober high school to get it back on track. It is cool. It is so cool to watch the kids help one another and regain that self-esteem. One of the things that on Fridays, they send them out for community service, not court ordered. This is Principal Julie ordered. We're going to do community service and give back and let people know we're good people. That's what she says. And one of the places is they go into elementary schools. The first and second graders worship these kids, and the kids who have never been worshipped before, they just regain their confidence and self-esteem. It is just so neat to see that. That's Serenity High in McKinney. You can find all the details at serenityhigh.org. You can find all the details of fruit and pecan raising and how to get the best varieties by going to womacknursery.com, their website, womacknursery.com, W-O-M-A-C-K, womacknursery.com. This is the source that I want to recommend to you. Next week, when Dr. George Ray McKittrin will be on the air with me, Womack Nursery will be the place that will have the varieties that he recommends. Now, they have given me a heads up that some pecan varieties are in very short supply this year. There was a limit of how much budding they were able to do because of the drought, and so this is just a tough year for pecan production. This past year was for production of new trees, so you may find that some of the varieties that you look for are limited. Don't delay. In fact, if you already know the variety you want, don't wait for next week's program. Go ahead and call them right now. Call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. Womack Nursery. They're at 2551 State Highway 6 in DeLeon, Texas. D-E capital L-E-O-N. And yes, it is pronounced DeLeon. And their zip code is 76444 if you want to write them. 2551 State Highway 6, DeLeon, 76444. I'll give you their phone number or the website. All are ways to reach them, and you can go there to pick up your fruit trees, but most of their business they do by mail order. And let me tell you, they're the best. I've always recommended Womack's all of my 41-year career in North Texas. 254-893-6497, womacknursery.com. Bill in Montague County is our next call up. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How can I help you?
Well, my wife and I have been thinking about putting up, ordering some Chicopin oaks, or maybe they're better known as a chestnut tree. And I just wanted to know what their hardiness might be in the area of Monte County. And I would have to say the soil's not the best, but we have on our acreage, you know, a lot of oaks that do grow up through here. And I was just curious about what you thought about that type of tree.
All right. I want to be very, very specific that I am talking about Quercus muhlenbergii. It is an oak that has leaves that look like a chestnut. But it is chinkapin oak, and there are chinkapins in East Texas that are chinkapins that are not oaks. They don't grow in Montague County. Chinkapin oak grows beautifully in Montague County. Quercus muhlenbergii, long name, wonderful tree. Are you considering ordering from the Forest Service or where?
Well, it was from a website nursery. They were calling these an Allegheny chinkapin or Georgia chinkapin oak.
And I don't think those sound like Montague County to me.
Well, they may not.
Yeah. Why? How many are you trying to buy?
Oh, probably, I don't know, half a dozen to a dozen to start out with.
So why don't you go to Denton or Carrollton or somewhere, you know, when you're coming into the Metroplex, Fort Worth, and buy one at a retail nursery locally that you know to be Quercus muhlenbergii, chinkapin oak. It's readily available. Where I got my acorns when I started growing them before they were readily available in the nursery trade was at Illinois Bend, north of St. Joe, right on the Red River.
And that's right in our area.
Well, I know it is. And so that's what you want, is you want the ones that are native right there. If you get a chinkapin oak that has been that is truly Quercus muhlenbergii and it's been raised in Pica City in Wills Point, Texas, I don't have a problem with that. But you don't want to get these other things that may or may not be exactly what you want. Oaks from out of state often don't perform well for us because they're not exactly the same oak that we think we're getting. Be careful.
I'll take a look at the nurseries in Denton and see what we can come up with.
Mail order for trees like that is probably not the best way to get them. It's better to buy container-grown trees that are really healthy and vigorous, even if you step down in size. The other option that you have is buy fewer of them and invest in them and buy quality. It's not about numbers. It's about quality and survival.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it very much.
All right. I got to run. We're out of time.
All right.
We'll be back after the news.